Major General Michael Barbaro says this is the first time he has heard of insurgents using what he called this brutal and ruthless technique.
We saw a vehicle with two children in the back seat come up to one of our checkpoints, get stopped by our folks, children in the back seat, lower suspicion. We let it move through. They park the vehicle, the adults run out and detonate it with the children in the back.
The general said the incident happened in Baghdad during the weekend, but he could not provide any further details. Later, other U.S. officials said the attack was on Sunday at a market in Baghdad's Ahmadiyya neighborhood and that five people were killed and seven were injured. General Barbaro also reported Iraqi insurgents have used six chlorine bombs since late January, mainly in western Al-Anbar province. Three of the chlorine bombings were this past weekend, and General Barbaro said he expects more because the chemical is readily available in Iraq. The general called the chlorine bombs relatively ineffective, although one of the bombs made hundreds of people sick. General Barbaro, who is the Deputy Operations Director for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, also said the increase of U.S. and Iraqi forces in Baghdad is on schedule and is beginning to have some impact. He said security posts are being established and ordinary Iraqis are being more cooperative to U.S. and Iraqi forces. He noted particularly the Sadr City neighborhood of Baghdad, a stronghold of militant Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr.
There's been a pretty dramatic change in Sadr City over the last few weeks. We are able to operate freely in there. We have joint security stations established, a medical clinic, and we're operating freely in there where before we were not.
General Barbaro said the U.S. military believes Muqtada al-Sadr is still in Iran, where he has been on an extended visit, and the general indicated that some sort of negotiations are underway with officials in his movement to try to end their insurgency.
I think where we are with the leaders of his movement is at a pretty delicate point, and I probably don't want to talk any more about his followers, where we are, and our relationship with them. That's probably best left unsaid.
General Barbaro said anyone is welcome to participate in Iraq's political process if they contribute to stability and security, including Muqtada al-Sadr. In the past, the U.S. military accused al-Sadr of responsibility for the deaths of U.S. troops and wanted him arrested. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.